Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
Hey, welcome to the show. It's Ray Gustafson, joined in studio, marketing coordinator for the YMCA of Southwest Michigan, Kayla Foster. Hi, Kayla. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Welcome back. You haven't been here for a little while, and I'm glad to have you back. Always want to hear about the great things that the YMCA is doing for all of us here in Southwest Michigan. Tell us what you do there at the Y, just in case somebody's like, who is this gal?
Yep. So like you said, I'm marketing coordinator, so I get to tell everybody about all the amazing programs and events and classes and everything the Y is doing.
Now, you've had recently, I'll put you on the spot here, recently a couple of pretty successful things. Give us kind of a recap, bringing us up to what we've got coming up here on the 10th.
Yeah. So, I mean, summer is always our busiest season. We have all of our camps with the kids, so those have been awesome. And then last weekend, we had our race for YMCA in St. Joe, and that went well. The weather was great that morning.
A little warm,
yeah. But in the morning, it was okay. It was better than we expected. Yeah. So now we have another race coming up on August 10th.
Yeah, so fill us in on this one. This is called the Cat Tracks. Do we do a little meow sound effect in there when we add this in there?
So. Yeah, so they're the Brandywine Bobcats, so that's why it's the Cat Tracks. A lot of people.
The Brandywine Bobcats.
Yeah.
Back up, little history.
Okay, yeah.
How did you come up with that?
Well, this is actually the 13th annual Cat Tracks 5K Trail Run and Walk, and the Y came in about 5 years ago to help put this on, and it's a fundraiser now where we split the proceeds between Brandywine Foundation and the projects they do at the school, and then the Y uses their portion to fund the Brandywine Summer My Way Day Camp that we run for elementary students there.
The Brandywine Foundation.
Yes.
Give us a little background on that, if you would.
You know, I don't know too much about it, but I know they do projects within the school.
Got it.
So they use that money to fund different things in the school.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure that we knew what it was going for and who it benefits then. So it's the 13th annual Cat Tracks 5K Trail Run and Walk. It's coming up on Saturday, August 10th. So who can participate in this? Is it just people of all ages or?
Yep, it's open to everybody. It's
I was just asking.
Everyone is welcome to come. We have kids that come run with their parents. This is not a good one. I would not recommend strollers for this one because you are running on trails and through the woods.
I was just about to ask.
So I would not recommend that. But
you know, it's really cool when you say running on trails though, because a lot of walks and runs and things are on like paved sidewalks or just around some area where it's just, you know, a little bit of grass or something like that. But the trail aspect of it is kind of cool.
Yeah, it's cool and it is a little unique, like you said. So you do run through the woods there. The Lau family farms that are next door to Brandywine school property, they allow us to use some of their land as well. So it's a really cool course.
Yeah. Yeah. I love going through trails and things. Mm-hmm. And when you say you're running through trails and things, but it's also a walk. If you don't want to run it,
you
can walk it as well if you'd like. So again, it's coming up on Saturday, August 10th. So break it down a little bit. What time does it start?
Yep. So the run and the walk start at 9 a.m. and it starts behind Brandywine High School in Niles. So you can just go to the high school and we'll start there in the morning.
Okay.
Cost is $20 per person now through this Saturday, July 27th. And then prices do increase to $25 after that. So July 28th through race day. And then, like I said, it is a fundraiser. So all that money goes to the Summer My Way Day Camp that we put on and the Brandywine Foundation projects at the school.
And I'll run down in a couple of minutes here how you can register and get signed up in that. So again, it's if you want to save a couple of bucks, you know, make sure you register between now and Saturday the 27th. And then after the 28th, then if all the way up through the 28th through race day, the price does go up to $25. But you know what? It's $5, Kayla.
Yeah.
So and it's all about, you know, it's like, okay, I can save a couple of bucks by registering between now and Saturday, but you know, the extra $5, because all the proceeds go, like you said, to the Brandywine Foundation in partnership with the YMCA of Southwest Michigan. So again, the proceeds are split between Brandywine and projects and Summer My Way Day Camp. What's the Summer My Way Day Camp?
The Y goes in. So Brandywine Elementary has their summer school program for 4 weeks over the summer, and those kids attend summer school in the morning. And then Y staff go in and provide programming in the afternoon. So that way the kids have somewhere they can stay all day. They're doing different activities. They're playing outside. They're being active. So a little structure to their summer, a little something that they can do in the afternoon if parents aren't able to come pick them up at noon when summer school ends. So it's just a nice addition to that for the kids.
Very nice. If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Kayla Foster, who is the marketing coordinator at the YMCA of Southwest Michigan, talking about their 13th annual Cat Tracks 5K Trail Run / Walk. It's coming up on Saturday the 10th. The race kicks off at 9 o'clock in the morning. It's going to be at Brandywine High School in Niles. And so speaking of the location then, so the race follows kind of the cross-country course?
Yep. So it uses part of the cross-country course, which is around the school area, and then adjoining property owned by Lau Family Farm. So they allow us to run through their woods and some trails they have there, which is pretty neat. And then it has the swamp, and anybody who has run cross-country at Brandywine or run this race will know what I'm talking about. Part of the trail gets kind of flooded, pretty swampy.
Sure.
Last year it was so bad we actually had to divert the course because it wasn't safe to run through. So hopefully we're actually doing some trail cleanup this week. So hopefully we can get that cleaned up and people can experience the swamp and run through there this year.
And run through the swamp. I love it. Well, with all the rain that we've had this spring, we haven't lately here. So hopefully it won't be a swamp. It'll be you'll be able to head through there. Sidebar question: It's the 5K trail run / walk. If you wanted to come out though and just be a spectator or watch or cheer somebody on, I would guess that you could probably do that as well.
Yeah, we would love to have people come cheer on the runners, and then of course we have volunteers for the event. If you're interested in volunteering, we can certainly find something for you to do.
Well, that leads me to the next question. If you did want to volunteer, you're still looking for volunteers, how can people find out more information about volunteering to help out?
Yeah, I would contact the Y for that. The Niles Buchanan YMCA would be a good contact. So you can call or stop by, and we could definitely set you up with something for Cat Tracks.
Now, this race, Kayla, is registered with the Southwest Michigan Racers as well?
Yes, it is. So they Southwest Michigan Racers receive $3 off their registration. So it's one of their races this summer.
So if you're affiliated with them, Southwest Michigan Racers, you can save $3 off. But again, it's a fundraiser. So, okay, you could save $3. But again, it's all about raising money. Shameless plug, you've got a lead sponsor, a couple of sponsors for this?
We do. We have a lead sponsor, Honor Credit Union. They've been our lead sponsor for the past couple of years. So we're glad to have them on board again this year.
And now it's the 5K trail run / walk, but it really, I guess you could say it's a race. How are you keeping track of time for people?
Yep, it is chip time, so it is a race. And then medals are presented to the top three finishers in each age group. I think there's like 15 age groups, so there's a lot of chances to medal. Trophies are given to the overall male and female winners, and then walkers also receive medals for their age groups.
How many years have you been involved in this one, Kayla? Is this second
my second year?
Second year. So how many, I know last year, because it was, kind of a wet time at the area, but about how many people show up to this?
We had, I want to say, around 90 registered last year, so it's a bit smaller of a race.
That's not a bad thing, though.
Yeah, no. So we had about 90 people last year, so we are a little bit ahead on registration than where we were this time last year, so we're hoping to bump those numbers up this year.
So you want to get registered for the event. It's the 13th annual Cat Tracks 5K Trail Run Walk. I love that name, Cat Tracks.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So again, run it down from the top in case somebody's just tuning in about how we can find out. It's a fundraising event. Kind of run down from the top again.
Yep. So it's a fundraising event sponsored by Brandywine Foundation in partnership with the YMCA of Southwest Michigan. So we split those proceeds, but all the proceeds benefit kids that attend Brandywine community schools.
Mm-hmm.
The race is Saturday, August 10th. It starts at 9 a.m. and that's at Brandywine High School in Niles.
People of all ages
can come.
Exactly.
You can sign up online on our website, which is ymcaswm.com, or you can sign up in person at either of our Y branches in Niles or in St. Joe. And registration is open now through race day.
Okay. And the cost again?
The cost is $20 per person now through Saturday, July 27th, and then $25 Sunday, July 28th through race day.
And the proceeds, you said, are, again, split between the Brandywine Foundation projects and the summer My Way Day Camp at Brandywine Schools.
Yep.
Get registered today. Head to the website, ymcaswm.com. You can, and then /cattracks. But there's probably a link right on the homepage,
yep.
I would guess, to
yep.
look for it there. So, or if you just search YMCA Cat Tracks or something, it'll pop up in the Googles if you if you look that one up. I want to thank your lead sponsor, of course, the good folks over at Honor Credit Union. Always. Real quick, packet pickup times?
Yes. So we have two packet pickups. We have one Friday, August 9th, so the night before the race from 5:30 to 7, and that's at the Brandywine High School cafeteria. And then you can also pick up your shirt and bib the day of Saturday, August 10th from 7 to 8:30 a.m. also at Brandywine High School in the cafeteria.
And when you mention the shirt and stuff, it's probably, if you get registered between now and Saturday, guaranteed the shirt.
Guaranteed.
But after that, it's kind of depending on sizes, what you might have, because you order a few extras, but
yep.
you may not get the exact size. So
you're exactly right. There is
registered.
An incentive.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So it's the 13th annual Cat Tracks 5K Trail Run Walk being held on Saturday, the 10th. For more information, go to ymcaswm.com/cattracks. Kayla Foster, Marketing Director with the YMCA of Southwest Michigan. Thanks for coming in and filling us in.
Well, thanks for having me.
Got something to say? Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got something to say? From News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.